Yo, we finally going live here from Puerto Rico. Yeah. Hey, man, we're going with a motherfucking party this time. Straight party, man. We got all the fucking guests.
We got the gang.
You already know it's your boy, Frecky. What's up? And your boy,
what's up?
It's Mr. Pitufi.
For sure. And our special guest that was supposed to be today until we just said, fuck, we're going to make it a party. We got our boy over here. Calito. Yeah.
Straight
from
Tampa.
Yeah. Straight from Tampa. And we all over here in Puerto Rico, man. Tampa and Cleveland. Shout out to all these motherfuckers out here crossing the street with the dun 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 dun.
Motherfuckers, I got into it quick though.
Yo, motherfuckers out here popping willies and shit. Live. Driving dark as fuck.
It's fucking live.
Can't see a damn thing. Fucking hit a horse. Nah.
You're just playing. You don't hit a horse. A horse hits you.
It was just
you.
A big ass raccoon. You know what
I'm saying? So let me see what we got there.
So
talk about your flight here.
Yeah, man. We're gonna talk about our first flight experience. Well, their first flight experience. Mr. Pitufi and Mr. Pitufa over there. And you've been on a flight, right?
I've been on a flight before, yeah.
We're gonna talk about their first flight. Before we get there though, we got Mrs.
Nash.
Huh?
Nash.
Miss Ashenies.
Miss Ashenies. What's your name again?
Nash.
Okay. And then we got
Deja.
And of course, my fiance.
Jules Beauty. Everybody follow me.
Hey, don't let her fool you. Her name is Dejanay.
Dejanay.
What a snap. You got a snap.
Deja, follow me. For everyone that
lives
in Tampa.
Hey. And what you do?
I do lashes, facials, waxing, whatever you need.
And we will fly to Cleveland if the price is right. You're right.
Bob Barker. If the price is right. So, yeah, man. How was your first flight experience, man?
First thing that I'm going to say is, niggas exaggerate, bro. That shit was nothing. And people be talking about chicken shit, and I'm talking about the person next to me where she's flipping the fuck out.
I hate heights.
Talking about this shit is scary, and it was... To me, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
First time.
That was your first time?
Not me, him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've only been in a helicopter. Like, I've never been on a plane.
You too?
Yeah.
So how was it? How was it though?
But that shit was easy, bro. Like it felt like it wasn't nothing, bro. Like I felt like I was driving in the car, nigga.
Because we flew to Texas.
And the turbulence felt like potholes in Cleveland. I felt like I was at home. Doom, doom, doom. It was cool. I don't know.
It was 6 hours because we went to Texas and then to Puerto Rico. So we flew more towards the east.
I went to Texas? I thought it was Charlie.
No, that's going back.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Y'all took a longer trip than y'all needed.
Wait, no,
they fucked us over
y'all
when they rescheduled.
You're not on the same flight back.
Yeah, but we had to take our daughter.
I don't know.
Yeah, we went to Florida to take our daughter. If not, we would have. Well, we still would have had to have two stops though, regardless.
Maybe we would have took that trip.
But it sucked because they changed our flight.
Well, fuck it. No matter what.
Hey, Pitufa, how did you feel? How was your first flight?
Huh?
¿Qué?
Louder.
Estaba de lo más bien.
Yeah. Oh man.
Only thing that really fucked me though was when you got higher on the plane, that your ears pop. Yeah, that was it.
The ears popping.
I didn't really feel that.
Mine's being my stomach.
Well, lately these motherfuckers land the planes like they don't give a fuck. It's just like damn, this is not no fucking what you call it? Hydraulics, motherfucker?
Hydraulics.
We ain't bouncing up and down on this plane. We trying to land and get out of this bitch.
My main thing, though, was, why the fuck did they keep giving us pretzels? I didn't even like pretzels.
That's the party snack, right? Shout out, LaRod.
Party snack.
That's the party snack. That's what LaRod said.
I didn't
eat.
Bad for the kids.
I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to drink because I was in the middle row and I was not trying to go to the bathroom every 5 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't want to drink either because I didn't want to have to pee.
Speaking of peeing.
Oh man, already
the king over here. Yo, you know what's crazy?
There's always one, bro. What the fuck?
Hold on, we gotta go here. You know what's crazy? Every time we record a fucking episode, our guests have to piss.
There's always one.
Always.
You'll know.
Sometimes it's Pitufa, sometimes it's me, the guys.
Oh
Somebody's always got to take a piss.
I'm going to do two tonight.
It's going to be the first one to have more than one break.
Go back in 30 minutes every time.
So this guy, yeah, this guy.
Pete about every little electricity like light in Puerto Rico.
I have a dog.
This guy. Got a dog, yeah.
Show up to the spot. Where's the bathroom?
Man, yeah. I got memories.
Find out where the bathroom is.
I got memories. I got memories now, you know what I'm saying? Now I go to Puerto Rico. Every spot I pissed at.
So right. Like he just smelled the trailer. Yeah, I've been here.
I took the shit. Yeah, let me just keep going.
This nigga's like a for dog. Real? He's like a nigga.
Yeah,
that,
I
nigga.
Had to do it for the one time. Shit.
He was like, bro, was this like, is an experience. I'm shitting on the side of a mountain, nigga. Dude. I gotta.
He's like a dog. He got a market territory. So every hour we're like, oh, we got a little bit further. Let me piss here. Now we're over here. Hold on. Now we're in Dorado. Let me piss here. Oh shit, we in Corozal?
It was 808 East Dorado. That one shit.
He was just marking his territory. First time in Puerto Rico, he's like, fuck it, I gotta go pee in this pole.
This nigga got out in the middle of traffic trying to find a tree, nigga. We're going down the mountain, bro.
Oh, he gotta go pee. We see him hanging on behind the tree.
He was running straight for it. I saw it. I was like, bro, what is he? Fucking tree, bro.
The whole interstate was just. I had to look one way. Never sees people again.
So we're gonna fucking talk about. Let's do this one at a time, okay, guys? Let's not all talk at the same time, please. We're gonna talk about our comfort zone.
What the fuck are we supposed to do? Is just like class? I got something to say.
Pass the baton or
something? No, every time somebody talks, we just gonna, you know.
Pass the mic. Literally.
Yeah. 7 heads is like a blunt. It's hard to get motherfucking fast.
Diabla salsa. Not even 10 minutes.
We're actually chilling in our lounge area. In our Airbnb.
So, anything you did on your comfort zone, Nash?
Me?
So far in Puerto Rico?
Sleep.
Out of your comfort zone.
Out of my comfort zone.
No way, you sleep all the time.
No, it would have been zip lining. It would have been the zip lining, but they got canceled. So.
Oh.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Canceled, yo.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we did get canceled.
Let's talk about how she can't ride the ATV.
No.
Oh.
Hold on, that's another story.
Hold on.
We'll get there. That's another story. And yeah, she can't ride the ATVs, but we'll get there.
I can ride it.
She can ride it like Mr. Pitufi's horse.
She don't ride shit.
No.
Let's move on.
You wanna bet?
What about you, Mr. Pitufi? Anything out of your comfort zone yet?
I don't really think there's anything like out of my comfort zone, honestly. Unless you're pegging me. Other than that, we're all right. You feel me? That's the pegging's a little too far, but you feel me? I'll do almost anything, and I'll just feel cool with it. Like I said, a flight wasn't nothing, so nigga, I'll do anything at this point.
Did you sleep in a plane?
I slept a little bit, but it was so fucking cramped that nigga, I slept so uncomfortably. It felt like I didn't sleep. I was in there next to a burly dude, bro. Like, this big ass dude, bro. And he had a baby. So then nigga like trying to rock him to sleep, bumping me the whole time. Yeah, no,
but his girl was on the other side.
The girl, and then they had a daughter too. So okay, he had the baby. He just sent her to. Sorry, bro.
Damn, that's annoying.
Sorry, bro.
No, that's annoying. No, I would have been like, cabrón, I would smack the fat pork chops out your stomach. Nigga, calm down.
Sorry, bro.
No, damn, I'm getting that.
Nah, but for real, though, this nigga, hey, the whole fucking way, nigga, as soon as I can fall asleep. tranquilo, papi.
Yo. The fucking most famous word in Puerto Rico. If you want to fucking survive in Puerto Rico, all you got to say is, tranquilo, papi. Tranquilo.
That's the answer to everything. ¿Quiere comer? Tranquilo. ¿Quiere beber? Tranquilo.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's tranquilo, bro. Yo. If you come to Puerto Rico and you say tranquilo, you're good.
¿Te gusta chichar? Tranquilo.
¿Te gusta guasa guasa? Tranquilo. No, but I actually went out of my comfort zone so far.
How so? How'd you do that?
I took a nice little swim in the ocean. And I'm scared of an ocean.
It just sounds so weird, dude.
I'm scared of the ocean.
I took a swim in the ocean. I'm conquering fears. Babe, salty water.
Hold on. I'm about to get there.
I don't know if you touched me.
No, so first of all, we got to get to the story. There's always story time. Hold on. So, first of all, we had a bad experience in Florida. First of all, we in this fucking jet skis. Of course, we get the luck. We get the best luck in the motherfucking world. We're like, fuck it, we go ride out. And of course, these motherfuckers decide we're gonna ride out far. Mm-hmm. Cool, whatever, whatever the fuck y'all want to do, we there. We down for whatever. We get on these fucking jets. We start going a little bit because, you know, what is it they got? The manatees?
Mm-hmm. Whatever they call it. Orcas,
the manatees. The manatees.
Sea cows.
Yep.
Sea exactly. Cow?
But to me, like...
Oh, that's the, like the white and the black ones.
They don't do nothing. They're just literally there.
They're
just there. But they're huge.
Have you been by one?
They're harmless. Yes. They're harmless and they love lettuce.
Yeah, they're cute.
For real?
They only eat, like, what plants.
Nah, anything is out for me.
So,
hey, I'm not gonna lie. I don't trust shit.
Yeah, same.
So, check this out.
Your dog could turn on you if it wanted to. If it had a bad day, nigga, fuck that.
After they get old, don't they do that?
That's what I'm saying. Nigga, I feed you. I bathe you. I do everything, you piece of shit. You gonna turn on me? Fuck okay, you.
You piece of shit.
Story. Story.
You heard that? That's the motherfucking Tito's Vodka with some pinaple.
Pineapple.
What the fuck? So we start riding off on this jet ski and shit, and fucking bad thing happened. Here we go. We dang.
No gas.
She starts yanking on my shoulders. I'm like, get the fuck off me. Hold on, relax. Relax. Yeah. Alright, she's already freaking out.
Hold on. First things first. Your jet ski was making those noises.
No, they
that was already a bad sign, huh?
Oh, hell no. Exactly.
Hell no. Yo, bro. What the fuck?
So, look. We stopped in the middle. We stopped in the middle of the ocean, right? She starts yanking on my shoulders. The fucking jet ski's shaking. I'm like, yo. This ain't gonna fucking work. Just chill. Chill. It ain't gonna make it better when we sitting here shaking, doing the fucking cha-cha slide on a jet ski, bro.
He's supposed to save me.
Finally, Oopie and Mom come back. ¿Qué pasó? It's not turning up. How about this nigga throws a motherfucking...
No,
the jet ski got fucked. I don't know what happened. No, they ran it too close to the sand and some shit happened.
That's why he didn't want to drive jet skis out here.
Please,
and
me either.
So look, he comes and tows the fucking jet skis and put it around the fucking top of the thing.
With a rope.
We start going. He starts going fast. He starts going. Oh.
You know, y'all fly off in the water.
It was instant. It was as soon as he pulled us.
He towed you guys on the jet ski.
Yeah.
So you guys were on the jet ski like, I'm like, this is a good idea. No.
Yeah.
So
the videos were like 2 minutes.
The deal was
that. And they just said, whee!
Not even just two.
There was no gas, so they had to pull us through a rope and we're supposed to go
drive you.
Smooth. It's supposed to be a smooth drive. Ocean, he's trying to go slow.
We went like, to the side.
He's trying to go slow.
In the ocean with the sharks. Like, and all the other animals.
That nigga shit with you. Hey,
man. Hey, man.
No, but, like, the thing is, we all had to be balanced. But when he was pulling us, we was all already... The Jessica's already...
And I'm already like...
The fucking... The guía.
Mira como tiemblo. Mira como tiemblo.
So the fucking... The thing was just... It just stayed like this. Because he had it roped like this. So the thing was just like this. And we're like... Nigga, it's trying to go to the right. So... Eventually, like, boom, we fall. First thing Julie's doing is pulling everybody. She's trying to get on their jet ski. Their shit's about to flip over.
I'm trying to live. I don't know about anybody else.
So like, fuck it. If I don't live, everybody dies. Fuck you.
She pulled Oopie and Mom's jet skis. She's like, they're like, yo, you about to flip ours too? She's like, I don't give a fuck. Get me out.
She got Oopie by the boy head. You're not going nowhere.
No games.
Yo.
She sucked your cup dead, bitch. It was like a starfish.
Nah. I don't even want
to
know what I did.
No, for real. This girl walked for a whole fucking mile trying to get back to the shore.
I got off.
Through everybody's yards.
Like, someone had a deck that they got their boat off.
She's talking about, as soon as she got the shore, it didn't matter where she was. She was like, all right, fuck it.
I was like,
at my shore.
You see these big fucking eyes?
And I turned into a fish out here. I fucking got on the damn deck. And I ran a whole mile to them to go tell them that they were stuck in the ocean. Like, the guys are stuck in the ocean in jet ski. Go get them.
What happened with Oopie? Why didn't he finish the job?
He ended up coming back and towing me. I stood on the jet ski. I just stood
there. Oh, so you was on the jet ski after she was...
No, they took her back to the deck that was close to us.
There was someone's random deck, and this lady was, like, yelling at me, like, this is private property. And I'm like, I almost got killed. You know what are you talking about? Like, I'm just trying to save my life and go save your lives now. Oh, my
God. Now that's Big Doofy!
With me,
so that is a copyright word.
That is a copyright word. So, yes, I swam to the motherfucking rope in the ocean. I looked at Carlito over here and I was like, yo, do this with me. He don't even know what the fuck was going
on. You were
on.
There?
Yeah.
They swam together like two little cubanos.
And now they're hurt. Like two little cubanos. They hopped up the banana bola. La migra.
We hit that border so damn fast.
Yo, no, for real. Me and this nigga.
You don't be laughing. You're on the same boat, nigga. You're coming different direction, pero mira.
I'm not going to America.
No, mama, go ahead.
Ashley Ortiz, not.
Ortiz.
So, no, I told this nigga, Carlito. I'm like, Carlito, let's go to this road. He's like, all right, don't threaten me with a good time. That's exactly what he said, right?
I did say that.
That's exactly what he said. Don't threaten me with it. I'm like, all right, let's do it.
Eyeballs burning with pepper. Salt and pepper.
Keep going. I'm like, bet. I ain't even tell him. I ain't tell him I was scared of the ocean, nothing.
Nothing. He ain't tell me shit. I ain't gonna cap.
So I'm like, just throw me to the thing. He's like, and then as soon as we started going to the shallow, I'm like, yo, I'm scared. I'm scared to do this right now. But I ain't no bitch.
My man ain't raised no hoe.
Because the lowest thing you can be in this world is a bitch. So I straight looked at him. He was like, all right. And he don't even know what the fuck was going on. He's like, all right. We start swimming over there.
Yeah, bro, those hands are flailing real far. What?
Yo, check out my nigga Pitufi got a haircut. Yeah.
My bad, bro. Hey,
sorry, bro. Sorry, bro.
Hey, man, I got a haircut.
My bad, bro.
From the
play. My bad, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Shit, my fault, bro. Are you good, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, my fault,
that's
bro.
Enough. You want some pretzels? You
want some party milk, snack.
Want some breast milk, bro?
Yeah, that's what he did. Nigga, like, it's a lot. Yeah, quick. So he was like, nah, that's okay. Hey. My mom was sitting on the side like, nah, bitch, it's your turn.
I'm sorry.
So,
I pumped before the flight.
The mom?
Yeah, the mom was like, fuck you. I got the grown one. You take care of that one. So like I said, I bet. Sorry, bro.
The hell I'm yelling, yeah. I would have smacked the fuck out that fat ass nigga. Keep throwing that to me. He just said he was fat.
He was, bro. It was one of the ones where, like, you know how you got the armrest? That nigga was that over. Nigga
the armrest up still was on him, like.
Yeah.
The jit was shit like a big ass at Wagale.
Yeah.
You ever
put a seatbelt on Wagale?
Hard. On an aguacate, bro. Who the fuck put a seatbelt on an aguacate?
Exactly.
If you done that, motherfucker.
Exactly.
My point.
That must be the liquor talking, because where the fuck did that.
When the fuck?
Eso de Cuba. Hey. Eso de Cuba. I ain't never heard that.
When the
shit.
Fuck did we get ice cream?
When the fuck? You scratched my CD in plain daylight.
So to finish my story. I swam.
I swam to the rope.
Me and Carlito finally touched the rope. And we both turned around and we're like.
Just keep swimming.
Exactly. What was that?
Did it happen at the same time?
That's all I was thinking the whole time.
Was it the swim that got you like
it's all about the flap of the feet. It's all about the flap of the feet.
No, for real. I thought the same shit. I'm like, nigga, just keep swimming.
All about FOF.
Just keep swimming. No matter how tired I was.
Dory song.
I got out there to the tip and I felt like a CGB, a certified goofball. I was like, damn, why the fuck I did this with this man? I was about to die.
No, when we finally got back.
But then I said, hold up, there's no way a Puerto Rican is going to beat a Cuban in this water race. I got to do it for my country. And I got to the water.
If I knew it was a race, bro, I would have got. for la raza.
Nah, I'm fucking with you, but yo, it was fire though. It was a good little workout. Honestly, I was done after that.
Yo, after we finished, though, we was both sitting on the chair like.
We ate some Alfredo, some churrasco, and we called it a night.
The hardest breath we could ever fucking take sitting there, and I finally told him like, yo. That's one of the hardest things I've done so far.
I had a bottle of water and 15 olives. I was straight.
Bro, hold on.
And that's no cap.
Sidebar, this nigga eats olives out the can.
Olives, they have
like a snack, bro. Yeah. Like a party snack. You could just throw them down, bro.
Don't bring the vegan sausages around me neither, nigga.
I dog some salchichas, bro. Salchichas.
Damn, you can put you get the octopus and the calamari out the can. I'll tear that bitch up. Some tuna packages.
I feel it. But
olives
you lost. And she just made
some pulpo salad. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Ashanese Ortiz.
Yeah. Welcome to the Sarah Alert System.
I told you.
I just got it, bro.
Yo,
we all been getting the Sarah Alert System.
So, I just got it.
Like, is this something from Puerto Rico?
When you come to Puerto Rico and you get that barcode scan, Sarah's gonna hit you up. That bitch is a thotty. She don't care if you're a girl. She don't care if you're a man.
Sarah.
Stop hitting up my man. Are we gonna have?
Listen. In Florida, we got an Amber. But
whoever.
We're going to the Sarah.
Whoever. They don't got
Siri. It's Sarah.
They don't got Siri.
No cap. There's an Amber alert.
They don't got Siri or Alexa. They got Sarah. And that bitch got everyone's number, yo.
Como te ayudo? Me llamo Sarah.
And not a regular Sarah. S-A-R-A-J. Sarah.
That bitch been texting me so much, I'm surprised she ain't let me fuck yet.
All right, now.
Like, fuck.
Now that's Bidoobi!
Yo, I'm saying, the way she's been blowing up my phone, what the fuck, man? This fucking bitch, stop texting me. I'm about to get me in trouble, bitch.
Listen, back to the salad. That salad, that can feed the whole fucking village. I mean,
No, back to the salad, yeah.
The whole Vega Baja is going to eat.
She be making these pulpo salads, and yo, that shit about to smack.
Elementary.
Yeah.
Over here, they say, ga, tranquilo, ga, ga.
Hola, ga.
There's no S at the end, it's ga.
Like I said, ga.
G-A-H.
Like,
G-A-H.
If you send it in text, put 3 H.
It's a ga.
Tranquilo.
Tranquilo.
So,
they crazy. Yeah.
Let's talk about what we're about to do in these next couple of days, man.
Man, we've got a lineup of some shit.
Tomorrow?
I don't even know what the schedule is. I'm not going to cap. I'm just along for the ride.
ATV at 12 o'clock.
Going back to the story.
Oh, wait.
Going back to the story. Hold on. Bang, 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 bang.
Back to the bullshit.
Back to the bullshit. Like, what's that line? About the devil and the bullshit?
Oh. Oh, fuck, man. I forgot it, man.
Devil and the
bullshit.
Devil and the bullshit.
We don't have that song on it.
All right, we'll get back to that. Think about it.
We'll get back to that.
So, yo.
He's going to pull out his playlist. Like, hold on. Was it this one?
So, yo.
Look it up.
No, so, yo. So, yo. Yo, 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 yo. It's what's up?
What's up?
Wait, what's the story with the ATV?
No, we're going to talk about Nash. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
So,
Miss
Ashanese Ortiz.
Ashanese? Damn. They playing the fuck out of me, like, I swear.
She's not ashy, though.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never ashy.
Let's zoom into her knees.
Her name starts with
she ain't ashy, though. Don't zoom into my legs.
Them knees is lotioned up.
They glowing right now.
No, hold on. She
That's
went
like
in
the Sada Desert.
Sada.
That's the Sada Desert.
Damn, Sada back in this bitch.
Yeah, she back.
She finds her way all over here over here.
That's the Sada Desert.
So, Miss Nashley Ortiz over here. Ortiz. She looked at the ATV shit today and she was like, okay, we gotta be there by 12 hours. Oh fuck. I don't got no driver's license.
Wait, you need a driver's license to drive?
You need a driver's license to drive the fucking four wheeler.
Hey, I would only think that, you know, if she can drive a car, she might not be able to drive that shit, don't you think, Nash?
Wait,
she definitely can't drive that shit.
I thought that was funny.
No, but seriously, do you feel safe, like, driving yourself like that?
Pause, quick question. You've never drove
Yeah. Yeah, she's practiced.
She's driven it badly, but she's driven it. No. This
is the first time. If y'all want to be technical, I got my permit.
What is? Be goofy, yelling at me in the background.
Hey, no. Listen. Cardi B ain't learned how to drive till she was 30 something.
Right.
So.
And she has a driver right now. She's like, I don't got to drive.
Everybody lives their pace, bro.
So what the fuck do I look like? The fucking taxi?
Yeah, you talk to her. I don't know.
I ride with you.
No, because everybody agreed. Like, hey, Cardi B, yeah, she got a driver. It's cool. What the fuck does that mean?
She's rich, too. She's also rich.
This bitch ain't rich yet. Because she's not paying my bills.
Hold on, hold on. But we heard that key word, though, yet.
One at a time. One at a time, guys.
No, yet. To use my sugar mama, you ain't shit.
It's okay, she's getting her license soon.
Todavía.
Con calma, papi.
Tranqui. No,
I
mean, tranqui.
I gotta hold a job.
Tranqui,
exactly.
But you're not rich yet. Todavía.
Okay, con calma. Con calma, tranquilo.
That's why I keep the
side of this. She graduated school. Yeah, Nashley, she's
Shout out to Nash, she
went above and beyond. She already passed me up, man. I'm still stuck in Tri-C. She made her way out.
Yeah.
She made her way out. Congrats.
Tell them what you did.
Congrats.
Surgical technology.
Okay.
Because she ain't fixing brains. She going to the hearts.
Cardiac surgery.
She needs some people to practice.
She needs a surgery. She needs to do some surgery on her own brain.
That's what I was thinking. She need to go neuro so she can fix her own shit. You know, barbers, they learn how to cut hair. And they're like, oh, no, yeah, I can do myself. She need to be in the mirror like, no, I got this one.
You
want
to go practice? We can go practice in the
kitchen. That's a good one. That's a good one.
We can go practice.
You want to practice?
My brain don't need help. Yours does.
That was a good one. That was a good one. She said, I'll open your scalp right now.
Quick, bro. You see this shit? Aggressive.
Crazy.
The fuck?
No, she's not.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. They've been coming for me like I'm...
She's
don't let these niggas lie to you, bro. She's crazy.
She bipolar.
Okay, okay. Let's keep going.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Help me.
So tomorrow we got ATVs. Tomorrow we got ATVs. Miss Nashley over here going to be holding Mr. Pitufi's waist.
Hey, I'm the back.
Yeah, or maybe in the front, who knows?
On the bright side, she saved some money. I'm just saying.
No, it's a waste of money.
There was a window.
Canceled it in time.
No, it's already in. It's already charged in Abby's car.
We'll see what happens. But if it ain't, it is.
While I play Julie Perez.
And before we get there.
I mean, I did that. Hold on. I got my ID before. I was like under 18, and I got into a club. So I mean, it worked.
Yeah.
This ain't no club. This for
tra. Yeah, it is.
Tra literally is how you say it. Yes.
So yeah. So this shit is weird though. Hey, this shit's weird though because the way this shit works around here, everybody wants you to meet up.
Da-da.
Like, yo, meet me in church chicken. Cabrón. Ya yo comí pollo, cabrón.
In traffic. Literally.
Bro, pretty like, much, yeah.
You would think about doing a drug deal and then go out.
Meet me in front of the restaurant. I'm like,
oh,
hell no.
Like, yo, why we gotta meet up? Can we drive to the park, nigga? Do you not have a parking lot? I mean, shit, all these fucking horses. Can I steal a horse and ride that bitch to your parking lot?
I know the island's small, but damn, you gotta at least have parking lots.
ATVs, we have to get picked up again? Well, they have. No.
Yes, we do.
It was optional.
Oh, no. It wasn't the ATV. It's the rainforest.
Why would you get picked up for the snorkeling? And then 2 hours away.
It's for the rainforest. He texted me. He did text me. And also, it was supposed to be for the zip line. It was supposed to meet him at Church's Chicken.
This break was brought to you by...
We need to talk about those damn roads.
No, we're about to get to all that. So, yeah, we got the ATVs. What else we got after the ATVs?
Snorkeling.
No, but that's just the only day.
Oh, Taurus.
Quick break.
Yeah.
Oh, we're about to take this break. Commercial break. Thanks to Miss Pitufa, she reminded us. Commercial break,
she's
bitch.
On the ball. Let's do this.
Right. Yo, we're back.
Yeah.
From the what's up? It's your boy Frecky.
From the what's up?
The anchor commercial. Everybody's like, fuck, I'm tired of listening to this goddamn commercial. I don't listen to
how long we been on commercial, bro? What the fuck, bro? This is stupid.
We don't listen to this commercial every fucking episode. Can I switch it up? Switch up. Let's talk about switch up.
Are we doing switch up?
We're doing switch up.
Oh, shit.
Miss Nash.
Orange or black?
No.
Who's black?
Who's black?
I was going to say ATV
or
horse.
Why are Pornhub colors?
ATV or what?
Pornhub colors.
Orange. Orange or black?
Black.
No, hold on. ATV or horse?
Oh. Just orange.
Horse.
ATV or horse, Mr. Pitufi?
I'm taking an ATV, bro.
ATV or horse, Frecky?
Frecky?
Probably a horse.
This nigga talking third person.
What are we asking?
ATV or horse, Calito?
ATV. ATV is that?
Okay, ATV or horse?
ATV.
ATV or horse?
And I'm gonna go with the horse. We don't have them in Cleveland, so.
So far, horse, horse. No, you went ATV or horse? Horse.
No U-turns.
What about you, Miss Pitufa?
I'm going ATV. Fuck that damn horse. That bitch gonna trample me.
Zach.
Yeah.
So the only reason now I'm gonna explain why. The only reason I speak horse is because the horse gonna keep going. The ATV is gonna run out of gas, my nigga.
Speak horse,
but the that horse gonna get tired.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I can lay with.
One piñazo from a horse is that the best more rest your life.
He said he speaks horse. He said,
man. Yeah, I'm gonna tell the horse, yo. I'm gonna tell.
You understand that?
See or no?
Okay. Okay.
I play peep game.
Dude, and this.
And me entiendes?
I'm definitely huge on movies. You're like an Ace Ventura. I like it. So fucking loves animals. He's got the voice for it.
Sag.
December?
Oh. November Sag.
Damn near December.
A November Sag. It's like a difference.
November Sag.
I don't know. To them, it makes a difference. I don't really care, but I know it makes a difference. Like, oh, no, wait.
I'm a Pisces. February.
I don't know what these things mean. Can we get to explain your
name? She had that face right
now. Now.
I know. I see this.
Now I'm interested.
Pisces suck.
Now I'm kind of interested Pisces in this. Suck. Hold on.
Hold on. One at a time. Come on.
He's a what?
Sag.
She is a Sag.
So what? All right. What is Sag known for?
You know who else is a Sag?
I don't fucking know.
Being asshole. Sorry.
Man.
Oh, Sag. No. Let's move on.
Well, my sister.
Now that's Pitufi.
Just keep it pushing.
Okay.
Well, my sister's a Sagittarius, and she's a fucking asshole. Right. That's what my Gladys. So Sam's a fucking asshole too, and she's December. So there ain't no difference.
Get back here in my limelight.
All right. And you're what? And you're what? Pisces?
I'm a Pisces.
So what? Pisces. What's
the okay, okay. Hold on. Time out. Let's get back to this game. We're going way too off. Would anybody switch up? Would you rather take a horse or are you going to stick with your answer?
No, my answer.
I have an answer.
Good.
ATV because I feel like in Florida, you ride horses a lot. Uh-huh. Like my grandma and my mom live on a finca, so we have horses. And it's normal to ride a horse.
So you rode a horse before?
Yes. And it's very dangerous. So I'd rather be in an ATV. And I also rode an ATV before.
How many times you rode a horse, though?
Probably like 3-4 times.
I rode a horse.
Never fell?
No.
Never got kicked?
Mm-hmm. No. But no? It is.
You never got your fucking hair, babe.
No, but it's not very comfortable. Like, you have to, like, kind of rock back and forth with
it. And I heard it hurts your thighs real bad.
Yeah, and it kind of hurts your crotch a little bit, too. Yeah.
See,
no. My uncle used to own a farm in Florida.
Okay, so nobody's gonna switch, right?
No switch.
Okay. Look, Miss Pitufa, for like, I ain't switching, nigga.
I mean, but we can all ride like ATVs.
But we're doing both, anyways. No.
We're doing switch up.
I've done both before.
Yeah, but we are.
We are doing both. That's why I asked.
Oh, in Cleveland.
And that's why Nash picked horse because she can't do ATV.
I've rode horses before. I love horses.
No, I prefer horses too.
I
got it. Oh, it is.
Zip lining,
no.
Or what is it? Skydiving.
Ooh.
Skydive.
You lost me at either one.
No, it ain't no. You lost me.
Switch up. You gotta choose.
If I absolutely have to, it's zip lining because I ain't jumping on no damn lane.
And that's why you ain't getting that ring.
That's cool. I don't want it that bad.
Mr. Pitufi. No, because Mr. Pitufi said he would have going to propose for her if she jumps off the plane.
Guess we will never know.
Expecting me to do that.
Guess we'll never
know.
You're damn lucky.
You're damn lucky.
No. Oh, no.
She's damn lucky. We was going to jump off the plane for her to get that ring.
He said, hold on. I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still here.
She's like, I got my ring. I don't want a ring that bad, though. I'm cool.
Damn.
I don't want it either that bad. I didn't beg.
All right. So what you got, Mr. Pitufi?
I'm going skydiving.
Skydiving?
Come on, Puffy.
I'm probably gonna go ziplining.
Puffy.
Yes.
Ziplining, babe? I thought you would.
What you mean, pussy? Hold on. First of all, that's still another fear that I'm gonna take.
But I was
Man, you got on a plane already. What's the difference of jumping out of it?
What? What's the difference? Oh, hell.
What?
Like, you're still up there, bro.
So, then I don't want to feel the clouds, nigga. I'm not Mario.
No. So my thing is you... Diablo. Tranquilo. Tranquilo. But first things first is, so you get in a plane, and that plane could fail you at any fucking second. And yeah. You're not thinking about that.
Yeah, for sure.
And you'd have to jump anyway. So at that point, what are you going to do? You're jumping, right?
I'm jumping.
Nigga, just think about it the same way, nigga. I'm in this plane. Fuck it. This plane's about to tear to shreds. I'm out.
I'm jumping.
You're going to have fun, nigga.
I'm jumping.
I'm jumping. I can see him skydiving.
I'll hit the switch up. Hold on. We ain't finished yet.
In Puerto Rico, though, because like if we're doing that on a whole island, that's a whole different story.
Skydiving is skydiving wherever you go.
Not though. Skydiving, period.
What about you, Carlito?
De verdad,
tranquilo.
Ninguno. Pero if I gotta pick one,
but that's my thing. They're gonna make
obviously I gotta go with
right now. You don't want to land.
Zip lining. I'm not jumping off a fucking plane. It's just because not in my. I'll swim all miles you want in water. I'm not jumping off a fucking plane.
Done. All right, Deja, what would you do?
Definitely zip line because I'm not jumping out of fucking plane. That's too much. That's too crazy. Even though I feel like it would last shorter than ziplining, like a plane, it'll end very quickly. But it's just, I feel like it's way too much. Like,
so these motherfuckers seen the zipline videos and was like, no.
Look that. No.
That's why you don't show these motherfuckers the video. So when they get up, they're like, fuck, I have to do that.
Heads up for everybody.
And the fucked up thing was they bought the package for everything. And they're like, you know what? I'll fucking lose out on the money. It's okay. I just want to do the little ones. The little ones are cool. They're cool.
Be very cautious when you book fucking zip line in Puerto Rico. It's very cool. Right, don't get me wrong.
Let me see.
But if you're not prepared to take 10 zip lines, stay the fuck off.
It's the second largest in the world. The second largest zip line in the world.
How fast does it go?
95 miles an hour, 1,200 feet above the ground.
Ziplining or?
That's fast.
Oh, well, so I'm not the pussy over here. I mean, I'll do both. Why not?
No,
right?
But what you prefer, though? What, you gotta pick
one. Oh,
Julie's so big.
I'm definitely doing ziplining.
Ziplining. What about you, Miss Pitufa?
I'm doing skydiving. For sure.
So would you switch up?
No.
Skydiving?
Nope.
It's over quicker.
I don't care. I'd switch up.
Like
I'd switch up.
In an island, it's a whole different story. I mean,
would I rather go skydiving and make it last 10 minutes and just enjoy the air? Or if I can take 10 zip lines? Yeah, I'll switch up. It don't matter. I'm a thug. I do it all. I face my fears. Would you switch up?
No, hell the fuck no. I don't jump off a plane.
I don't jump off a plane. I swim.
10 zip lines that would take you way less time than just doing one skydiving?
Absolutely. I
don't even want
to. You know, this is going to happen me if I jump off that plane.
You want to switch up?
I mean, they're going to shit myself.
You
want to
switch up?
So I'll switch up the yerp for the nerp.
I don't like that one.
Now that's Bidoofy.
The
yerp
for the
nerp. Don't you ever disrespect us. It's either Bidoofy or yerp.
What was the other one they said the other
day? Matter of fact, you deserve a Scooby-Doo papa.
I'm still gonna do all this shit with y'all. No matter what I wanna do, I'm still not gonna be the party pooper and I'm about to do that shit.
So then skydive.
I will if I had to, but in a situation like
if I had to,
that. See you better than me because I ain't skydiving. So, I don't care if I had to. I mean, oh, y'all motherfuckers.
So you're gonna die on a plane?
On a plane, I'll watch.
Fuck
it. I'll be on a plane landing.
I ain't jumping on a plane.
I like to think that if other people did it, that I could fucking do that shit.
You want up the challenge? Try to do sunflower seeds while you're jumping off a plane. What? Just thought of that randomly.
Bro, you would literally choke, bro. You're
all right. Everybody been in ocean water and lake water, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Salt water or lake or
salt water.
Salt.
I don't go in lake water.
Lake is salt.
Bro, Lake Erie water looks like doo-doo, bro. Like you're just swimming in doo-doo juice.
But no
definitely salt,
salt but
water.
No salt. I'm gonna go with lake.
What?
I don't give a fuck.
No sharks.
No sharks. No alligators.
You can't see what's coming in the lake.
But I damn
near
sure.
If the shark is coming, you see the shark.
But I damn sure ain't tasting salt neither. Yeah. No salty
you
balls around
what's
here.
In that murky ass. Fuck that.
I ain't going in deep enough to taste no salt.
Lake or ocean?
Not even a question. Ocean, Papa.
Ocean.
Ocean, for sure.
I don't know. That's a touchy subject, to be honest with you. I don't like the lake because you can get like a whole infection in the lake.
A lot of shit goes down by the lake. In the ocean,
you can get eaten by a shark, and I believe in the sharks coming wherever they want. So
shark ain't gonna bother you if you ain't bothering him.
Hey, that's not true. I mean, you don't know that.
That is not true.
Is that a proven fact?
Mistakes you for food. They mistake you for food.
Not if you.
Let's just know you don't ever want to take a ride.
I don't like that nobody's switching up. I don't like that nobody's switching up. This is a fucking switch up.
Got it.
I don't know.
Where in Puerto Rico? Mexican or Puerto Rican food?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Mexican
food.
Actually,
Mexican food.
Actually, I must say.
This nigga talks Mexican.
The Puerto Rican food I have.
Pull it out, bro.
So
pull it out.
Okay, okay. Shit. Puerto Rican food from Puerto
I can't
Rico.
Puerto Rican. We're in Puerto
Mexican
Rico.
Food everywhere else.
Mexican food.
Yeah, probably gonna stop.
I will bust down right now for some damn Chipotle.
No,
oh,
that ain't
real
Mexican food.
Ew.
I will, hey. You're thinking about Chipotle?
You said I fucking Chipotle bowl up. Go ahead.
I'm about to fuck up this pulpo salad up.
That's what I'm saying. You're thinking about Chipotle with all the good shit around?
No.
I would, well, that's not even past my mind.
I feel like I haven't had good Puerto Rican food since I've been here.
Because you Facts. Had the first, the
I
first
feel like
time.
But you know what? The last restaurant we went to, I didn't feel like it was Puerto Rican. I feel like it was like more like an ocean restaurant. Like,
well, I had a leaf on my like sorullo.
She keeps talking about the damn
okay.
leaf.
Hold on, Julie, hold on.
I mean, sorullos are to dip in fucking mayo ketchup, not the fucking
Julie.
In, or not to
those
flour
are for, those are for pretty.
Those are not pretty. They're to eat.
Did you? How many did you eat? How many did you eat?
I half and David the half.
What? You so spread a flour? On the...
No, no flour. I didn't
put the decoration to eat it.
So you put a flour on mine.
We didn't eat the flour.
I didn't know if the flour was edible.
She can put a flour on my double sorullo.
Well, that's a different story, but the sorullos there shouldn't have had a flour.
The restaurant we went to was good. The restaurant we went to was good.
Really?
What was that?
Until
it was
you
the, no, La Taverna was
until
okay.
Until I dropped my food.
Until.
Yeah, Mrs. Mrs. Was, yeah, my food was good. It was off the floor, though.
What happened? You dropped the plate?
Right.
Well,
off,
the
right
ground tripped her. And
the ground. The ground grabbed her.
The ground tripped her.
The ground grabbed her foot, bro.
But it was to go, or what? I'm confused.
We sat down at A and I had leftovers.
Oh,
and
so we
dropped
took
the leftovers. Yeah. Twice.
Well, where,
twice.
Where was
the
it?
First, right downstairs. Twice. The first well, time it stayed. Oh, it was king crab, spicy king crab and mofongo.
Really?
It was great.
Really?
It was great. It was
yo,
great.
So let's talk about. Shout out to Juanqui, yo.
Yes. Juanqui.
Willy
Wonky.
Willy Wonky.
Willy
Wonky.
Willy Wonky. Yo, this motherfucker showed us a blast.
Yes.
He came.
He got us.
Came in the clutch, man.
Man, did he?
Well, he didn't came. He paused, first
we
of all.
We went over there to the mountains. Oh, my
yeah.
God.
We met him at his spot. And, yo, these motherfucking roads, my guy.
Let's talk about that for a
anybody
second.
Ever been to Corozal?
Have y'all ever drove around the mountains when the fucking lane is only one?
You ever seen a snake? That was the fucking road.
Wait, right. What about a lane that doesn't have a line in the middle of it? Like,
one lane. I was telling them, I came down to Puerto Rico when I was like 17 with my grandma. My grandma was one of those motherfuckers who was speed down the freaking, those roads. Those same exact roads. And
she
speeded.
So she was one of those assholes that we were scared of. Like, we're driving up like, whoa, hold on, bitch. What the fuck?
So the crazy part is, look, we're driving and we're going up, down. We're trying to fucking slow down around this curve. I'm looking back. Abby stopping at every car she see.
Just
fuck you.
Hey, just know if we was up, we was stuck. Seriously.
I heard, yeah, and I wasn't trying to be stuck. I wanted to go up.
It was scary, son.
I was told, si tiene miedo, será la hoja.
Yo.
So I closed my eyes.
Julie told my son, can I get in the trunk?
Yo, we kept going up and up and up and up.
My ears were popping.
Yo, our ears was popping. I didn't even say shit, but
we
I was.
We stopped at the crate. We had so many options.
Was your ears popping,
guys? We picked the ratchetest one.
Abby's your ears pop.
Deja was the first one to prepare us. She would say, "My ears are popping," and then I knew, okay, my ears.
Well,
are popping.
Well, Deja's cold after like 2 seconds off the AC too.
She heard
the
ear pop.
So exactly.
She heard the gunshots.
We had gunshots like me.
I knew how to prepare myself mentally. Like, okay, now the ears are going to start popping. Now that she said
about,
that.
Tell them about the experience with the car coming down that almost fucking smashed into us.
Oh, my gosh.
What I want to talk about is Wonky's, Willy Wonky's booger. Everybody just left in his...
Oh,
First things first.
Hold on.
First things first. These niggas were clowning him in the
It was bro.
Clowning him. Everybody.
It was all his, bro. I was telling
him. Time out.
So Wonky's on the phone.
Time out.
Is when it stopped, bro.
Time out. Hold on. Real nigga shit.
It's come clean.
Real nigga shit. First things first.
You started it.
He was stopped.
First things first, I'm like, Wonky, quítate ese moco que está ahí. He ain't paying attention to me. Everybody's just laughing. I'm like,
mañana de cocina. That's all you kept talking about. I'm like, man, open de cocina. Don't leave that little moco in the comida.
And I kept looking at him. I'm like, I kept looking at him. We're good. I kept looking at him. I'm like, Wonky. I'm like, Wale Wonky. Mira, que that's his moco. He's still not paying attention to me. Everybody's laughing because I'm trying to be real. God, chill. Chill. I'm like, I want to tell the man he got a fucking moco hanging off his nose, yo. And that shit was like literally. Un moco is a fucking booger.
This just ain't no random, regular, regular booger. Nah, this is a monster.
A moco grande,
this thing was hanging out like an 8-ball of coke. It was just hanging like an ornament on a Christmas tree. It was just sitting there waiting to get picked. Listen, Adam and Eve. Listen, Adam and Eve could have picked that damn grape.
Wonky
showed us a good time. We already shot him out.
Moco Loco, that's his new name. Moco Loco. Every time I say like, oh yeah, Moco Loco.
No.
Nah, I'm like, I can't do
that. About the moco, and he's saying it out loud, and everybody's like, yo,
just
shut the fuck up.
We're
about to
get fucked up. Listen. No, but that's what I'm saying. That was fucked up.
Don't bring
up the topic. Because as soon as he got off the phone, yo, said, mira, Juanqui, discúlpame, pero mira, cabrón, ese moco ahí me está mirando. Y me está
mirando.
No, me está mirando y me está asustando.
Listen, if he's
y me está asustando. Yo estoy asustado. Yo estoy nervioso.
Never
yo, that's a fucking moco.
17.
Listen, the thing was so big, if he sneezed, I'm telling you, we had a duck. Someone's getting hit with that thing.
I just didn't want him to be embarrassed.
Bro. No, but it's real nigga shit to do that. On, you can't just let your people walk around with a booger.
Time out, hold on. Real shit. Would y'all tell y'all people they got a booger in their nose?
Yeah, bro. You wasn't doing it right, bro.
You made it
a funny thing, and after that, it was just up and stuck. Niggas couldn't even stop laughing. It was like,
I didn't call B that motherfucker.
No.
I told that nigga, tacate el moco.
Yeah.
The fact that he
didn't peep, and we heard you, we were like, oh, man. It's stuck there now. Fuck. And now we're all just dying. And you still trying to tell him. Listen, so we looked at it like, shit, if he notices the moco, we're all laughing. He's like, oh, shit.
Periquito ping pong.
I'm like, oh,
ping pong, ese moco.
I was already pissing my pants. So I was like, please, don't say nothing.
He was going to dead ass.
I couldn't say nothing because what? I was laughing too much. So how can we say
yo. Hey, that motherfucker took a picture of you.
What?
I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he did while you were slumped in the car.
You know what he's going to do with that picture, right?
If he was awake, you could have taken a picture of his booger.
So y'all just going to let him take a picture of me, though?
Well, that's what
you know he's going to do with that picture, right?
Wow.
That's nasty.
All right, y'all be catching on y'all slipping, because you know what? I'm
that's
in
nasty.
The flash
in the outhouse. Este cabrón cagó a... Este cabrón cagó a cachiacho, pero...
We can rewind to the first night that Sam came in the room very lost about the bathroom.
Hold on. No, that was great.
Wait, what happened?
Great.
I walked into everybody's room, bro. Every single room. I was like...
Hello?
No, that ain't it. Bro, I remember what the bathroom looked like. As soon as I seen that fat ass room, I was like, nope, this ain't it. Let me try this one, nigga. And then I seen you guys. I'm like, oh, shit, no, that ain't it.
I'm such a light sleeper that I would have got up like, what the
fuck? You're lucky I wasn't doing the lizard position.
I got up, but I said the same thing.
I would have been looking at you like deer with flashlight.
What is
big fucking eyes.
Happening? He just opened the door. Like, you don't just do that shit. So open the door like, oh, no.
Ever since then, I locked my door.
Se aplica mañana o la mañana.
Bro. I locked the door now.
Yeah, I was drunk as fuck, nigga. I was just barging and everybody should just...
But now he knows where the bathroom is at, so that's off.
So, Mr. Calito, what the fuck is PCP?
PCP. Wow. PCP, pan con pinga.
What is pan con pinga?
Pan con pinga is...
Explain it in English.
Listen. So it's a breakfast for failures and fucking losers. It's a big breakfast of a fucking dick with Cuban bread. Stuffed together like a fucking bite sandwich. Okay.
You ever had a cock meat sandwich?
Well, you know, this past the cock meat sandwich. This is, I mean, un tremendo PCB. I mean, this is...
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so, you know, all y'all eating shit out there, eating PCB sandwiches, not getting on your shit, getting to this money. Listen, man, you just eating PCP, dog. Think about it. Sit there while you smoke your blunt and just think about it.
What you think about that PCP? I don't fucking know.
I hope he didn't eat it.
No, thank you, brother. No.
No, thank you, brother. I definitely ain't no fucking PCP.
Hell no.
Whose drink is that?
What's you got PCP, is? Man, and we got CGB, man. For y'all don't know CGB, I'm sure a couple of y'all know some certified fucking goop balls around here.
Earlier, and I was dying.
Listen, straight up CGB.
Where the fuck does this come from?
I'm wondering, like,
on PCP.
Wow.
Listen,
I thought he was talking about drugs. I'm like, on PCP? You on that shit?
Oh, hell.
I
I'm
pumping up.
Actually drug test people for that shit, PCP.
That's what I'm saying. You talking about PCP? I thought, like, oh, this nigga
parties.
Damn.
Yeah.
This nigga gets down.
If they got on this song,
a
fucking sex offender
7. Yeah, the
sex swag.
So,
the swag.
Oh,
they're not out,
man. Listen, man.
The swag.
For all y'all
fellas. Nigga got some fucking white man barbecue shoes.
Oh my God.
If you were any Velcro from Walmart, any little brand from Walmart, man, you got to watch out. They got sex offender 7s, 8s, and 9s. These bitches come in Jordans. He's coming Jordan fashion. They got 8s, 9s, sex offender 16s. You don't even want to get those. The higher the profile, you feel me? You got to watch out.
We do not promote or condone violence.
Absolutely not.
The higher the number goes, the more politicians it resembles.
These shoes are dangerous, and I warn you, do not wear them unless you're in a sticky situation
and,
like I was.
And that's why Calito had to swim from Cuba. He had to get away from all them sex offenders.
I had them swim 8s. Them shits had me going.
Swim
8s. Just swim
8s. Just keep swimming 9s.
Yeah, them flappers.
Fucking PCP. Yo, so everybody got a drink?
Nope.
We gotta take a drink to this Puerto Rico trip, man.
Yo no tengo sit.
Un culito. Hey, mama enseñó un culito.
No, my podcast.
Hey, you wanna hear something?
What is that?
What's the Gipeta song?
Arrebatado, dando
vueltas
la
bonita.
Let's put it.
Ahora no, it's something about rosar las tetas.
To Puerto Rico! So, have you enjoyed Puerto Rico so far?
Hell yeah. This shit is cool. It's crazy.
Don't you feel like you've been here forever?
I feel like, yeah. I feel like I live here, bro. Yeah, literally. Like, I'm like, damn, bro.
Hell no, I don't want to live with y'all fucks.
No, I don't want to live here, but I feel welcome. Hey. And I'm not to live with Israel.
But who?
Pitufi.
What? No.
Oh, Freki. I apologize.
She can't live with Mr. Pitufi.
I apologize. Oh, I can't live with Freki.
She ready to get the book out real quick, nigga. She ready to get the bota.
We're Freki. We're Freki. Me and Nash, we got that bunkheads type shit. What about y'all, man?
How y'all feel so far with Puerto Rico? It's everybody's first time, right?
Yeah.
So far, so good.
I was here before when I was younger. I don't remember shit. I was sitting, like I said back in my episode, that's when I was sitting in grandma's couch and the plastic was still there. You know.
Hey, no cap, this is a nice couch and it's leather and all, but this bitch feel like grandma's couch and this heat, bro. I'm like, yeah.
Listen, with this humidity, he was stuck to the grandma's couch all day. Couldn't even move.
Yo.
Gorilla glue.
You ever been on plastic couch?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That plastic wrap where you can't even drink a juice.
Yeah, that clear
on
shit,
it.
Yeah.
They be having 2 living rooms and you can't even go to the second one.
instead of having a dining room,
it just sits there for pretty.
The living room and the entertainment room. You had to go to the entertainment room.
And if you was eating in that room and you missed it, no, come back to family party.
It's all white.
Dunzo.
Everything looks old.
Wait, but it's
antique
all
as fuck, yeah. You feel like you're in a museum.
You got your abuelo and abuela's picture when they got married. You're like, God damn.
1902.
Old ass motherfuckers. No, get rid of that goddamn. Y'all that old and y'all still got that plastic?
97.
What the
fuck? Was born in 1920.
Yeah. Shit, yeah, this is good.
Literally, he just came to Cleveland, Ohio. Let's be
yeah.
clear.
Oh, really?
Still wipe his own ass.
Yeah. And he came out.
I wipe my ass.
And he was chilling and we were all
chocolates.
And he was chilling on the
couch. Like, chocolate.
He's
97 and he was in World War II.
So that's goals, for sure.
Goals. What is he selling?
I wish I lived to play.
They're selling
chocolates.
Hey, hold on. They're selling chocolates, ma.
Oh, my God. Chocolate. Yes, SpongeBob.
Yo, hold on. Cut.
Yeah, the one. Chocolate.
What the fuck is that booty with this emoji face on there?
They got chocolates outside.
Yo. They're selling chocolates, ma. I remember when they first invented chocolates. Yes. This one. I hated it.
Oh my gosh, dude.
He started that at work all the time.
Yeah, she was. I burnt that sperm. And I put that sperm in the oven. Like, hey, and see if we can grow more sperm.
Yo, so. No, you gotta pause that.
Wepa.
That's the vibe song of Puerto Rico.
No copyrights.
Yeah, no copyrights. We do not own the rights to this music. Right. Please do not get us for that shit, bitch. Thank you.
Hold on. Not yet. So, everybody enjoying Puerto Rico so far? We want to talk about Puerto Rico after we do these events.
Yeah, we're a little too early in right now.
We just wanted to talk about these beginning events. We wanted to give you our episode. We went a couple live a couple times, and y'all motherfuckers wasn't in joining. Fucking bitches. Join the goddamn live chat.
This nigga was calling me aggressive earlier when I was calling them bitches and aggressive. Shit. But look at this nigga. Bitches.
But they didn't join the live.
I look at him wrong and I'm aggressive.
It's the cancer. The cancer in him.
I'm about to die. She said I got cancer.
You had cancer, bro?
She said I got cancer in me.
Why did you tell me?
Not that cancer. Oh, my God.
Julian ain't fucking around.
No, hey, we're about to enjoy the rest of this trip. Obviously, we're here to enjoy together. We're all here as a family. What's up?
What's up?
Yeah, no, we're going to keep taking these videos. We're going to keep taking these shots. We're going to keep... shots. Yeah, we're going to take a shot, too. Miss Nashley Ortiz, thank you for being in this podcast. Congratulations on your schooling. Keep on moving forward. Don't fall back. Stop your aggressiveness before you get your forehead snatched. Mr. Pitufi over here.
You can't snatch that off. That's a nut couple of snatches.
But like why?
Mr. Pitufi, what are we talking about?
Mr. Pitufi, like always. He's here every week. We're about to do our damn thing next week. We're going to talk about everything we did do. And obviously, the party's not going to be a party. It's going to be Mr. Pitufi and me.
Next episode is Liddy.
Calito.
You.
Straight from Tampa.
Tampa.
Yeah, it's home of the champions.
La Pampa.
That's all I got to say. Home of the champions.
We're about to dog y'all this year.
Them motherfuckers want to talk about fucking Tom Brady Buccaneers and shit, whatever. This year is all...
Exactly.
Deja. No. Deja, thank you for being in this week's episode.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
If you're all in Florida or whatever the fuck, shit, who knows? You might need a couple dollars now in Puerto Rico if you hear this.
Hey, also Deja, hit me up. Follow me on Instagram.
Her eyelashes still haven't fallen out, so it must be good.
Okay.
She went on 5 jet skis.
She'll tell y'all something.
Retention is fire. Hit me up.
Still, pull out the video.
We're not talking retention.
I got a month and a half in.
They're still attached. All I know is they're still attached. They're still attached. So I guess they gotta be good.
Right. Get what you pay for.
Almost made me get them done.
Obviously, Jewel's been on. Thanks support. For coming back.
Of course, 100% supporter.
Miss B Tufa gonna be here every week.
You know.
Every week. Do y'all put the baby on here?
And thanks for listening to Pitufi's. And to that, we motherfucking drink. And all y'all.
Shots.
And all y'all, cups up.
I need a shot.
Oh, and all y'all, cups up. Because if you ain't feeling the vibe, if you ain't feeling the party, if you ain't riding with us, then what we got to say?
No, you know what they say? Fuck you. You bitch.
Bitch.